Good afternoon. That was Cowan Harris, Ellie Goulding, I Need Your Love. It's Josh Peverley here with you until 5pm on Vectis Radio. Loads of great music coming up in the next couple of hours. And this afternoon on the other end of the phone, we've got Charlie Brown.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really good, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's raining down here, but I'm good.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's actually, when I was coming here, it was grey clouds over the Isle of Wight, so I'm quite scared it's gonna pour it down with rain when I leave. Not yet, no. I think you've sent it to us, unfortunately.
Yeah, maybe. It's not looking great outside, but I'm you know, cozy indoors, so I'm all good.
Oh, you're lucky. I've just got nice and warm. Quickly, Charlie Brown, something I want to know, is it your real name, is it your stage name?
That's my real name, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I love it. And I never even, when I was a kid, I never really got too much of the cartoon character reference. Whenever I'm in America, if I'm ever, like, writing out there or anything, I get a lot of that, but I think it's because, I think the cartoon's still pretty big out there, so... it's more of a thing when I'm over there.
Yeah, I'm quite jealous of that name, actually. I'd quite like to have quite a Charlie Brown style name. And just quickly, how would you sort of like describe your sound?
Describe my sound? I'm trying to make a really great pop record, so I'm definitely, you know, I definitely love popular music and I want to make a pop record, but I think it's got to have that kind of soulful edginess to it, and I think that's hopefully what's going to be coming through, and hopefully how I've set it out with Dependency and On My Way, you know, hopefully it has that kind of soulful element.
I agree. And who sort of like inspired you? Because obviously On My Way, it's got a pop record. It's up there being played on Capitol with like alongside Rita or Alicia Keys. Who sort of like inspired you?
I guess if we're going like way back when I was like, you know, a kid and kind of like first discovering music, I remember like all the Motown songs and Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and the Four Tops. And my mum and dad used to just always have that playing around the house. So I think that's kind of initially where I started kind of getting into music. And then 90s R&B I used to just love. Like, I would always listen to SWV and Blackstreet and bands like that. So I think that's where it starts from. And then as you get older, you obviously get more eclectic and you're just exposed to more and more stuff. So On My Way is probably, the best description, I think, of what the album's going to be like, because it has that kind of very pop sensibility about it, but it's still, I think, it still maintains that soulful kind of element.
Yeah, I agree. And who have you... I read somewhere you've collaborated with quite a few famous writers and stuff as well, haven't you?
So I've been, obviously, before... not obviously, actually, because people might not know, but I was a songwriter before I got a record deal and was able to put my own music out. So I was kind of constantly meeting producers and writers, and some of them went on to do amazing things, like Red One I worked with, and he, you know, went on to just have all the success with Lady Gaga, and Fraser T. Smith is a great producer who I loved working with, and he just won a Grammy with Adele for that record. And Mark and Danny from The Script were actually the first two writers I ever worked with in 2003. So that they were like on the songwriting circuit before they formed The Script. So just so many people that it's just been great to watch their journeys and kind of see where their careers have gone.
Definitely. And you've done quite a bit of touring as well, haven't you?
Well, only just. Yeah, it's still fresh, but before I got my record deal, I was kind of like just chomping at the bit to get on stage and perform, and now that I'm able to release my music, I've got to do that. So I supported Dappy in December, which was great.
I saw some footage on YouTube of that. It looked really good, actually.
Yeah, it was great. It was such a good experience, and I'd never been able to perform for those size crowds before, just night after night. That was completely new to me, so I had a lot to learn from Dappy, just watching his show and kind of seeing how he interacts with the fans and stuff.
Yeah, and when you do live shows, like how would you prepare yourself? Because obviously that's sort of like, they're big venues, aren't they, that Dappy was performing on?
Yeah, I didn't really know how to prepare myself. I just ran on when it was time. Obviously I like warmed up before and everything, because I'd never really had that experience of performing, you know, a solid set every single night. So you have to really look after your voice, and unfortunately I couldn't party too much on the tour. I had to stay warmed up, and I think throw yourself in the deep end is like the best way sometimes, and just really feed off the crowd and let them kind of, you know, energize you while you're up there.
Did you have some good crowds then?
Some great crowds on the Dappy tour. Dappy's fans go 100% for him. Like, they just went absolutely crazy every single night. So it was such a great kind of first touring experience for me.
I agree. And obviously, just quickly about On My Way, when is it out?
So it is out on the 24th of March, so it's next Sunday. But you can pre-order it now. It's on iTunes to pre-order. The official release date is March 24th. And I'm excited. It's been getting some great responses, so it's all looking really positive.
Yeah, is it? I imagine it's taken quite a lot of work to get together as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, you know, behind the scenes, obviously people are just discovering On My Way now, but behind the scenes, we've kind of had this song for ages, and we've got the video together, and kind of put a little plan together to release it. And yeah, it's been going really well. And thanks to people like yourself, just really supporting it on radio. It's getting a lot of love. So thanks to you guys.
No worries. Thank you very much. And now we've discussed a single, we've discussed touring. We're going to get to know a little bit about you. How does that sound?
Cool. Should I be worried?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. And what is your favourite song at the moment? And you can't say On My Way.
I can't say On My Way. So my favourite song, there's actually a song called Chocolate by a band called The 1975, who I only just discovered the other day on radio. And it's just the catchiest song. I love it. And I think the lyrics are great. And yeah, they're a new band in The 1975. So check them out.
Definitely. I'll have to check them out. And now, I'm presuming you've got an iPod or an iPhone or something like that.
Yep, I do.
Have you got any embarrassing albums on it?
Embarrassing album? Oh, I must have.
I've got Steps on mine, if that helps.
Steps, wow, I'm not sure it's that embarrassing. I'm trying to think. Do you know what? There must be, because I remember a story once when I was at a party. You know when you put your iPod on shuffle?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, giving it all the big and like, yeah, I'm going to be the DJ. And I put my iPod on shuffle and something came on that was really embarrassing. And I like ran across the room to try and pull the wire out. And I can't remember what it was. But I'm sure there's some embarrassing, you know, pop records from the 90s or something that I still love listening to on there.
Yeah, and do you watch any embarrassing TV shows that you've maybe got to confess, you know?
I'm a bit of a... I was having a conversation with my mate yesterday, actually. I'm a bit of a reality TV junkie. And that's pretty embarrassing because they're not, you know, the best TV shows to advertise that I watch. But I love anything on the E! Channel, you know, like them sort of really funny reality shows, the Kardashians and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's no-brainer TV. Just kind of get a little bit lost in there. But I think it's pretty embarrassing that I'm into there.
Yeah, and going back a bit here, do you remember the first ever album that you bought?
Yes, I do, actually. I remember the first album that I got, and it was for a birthday present, and it was SWV, It's About Time, was the very first album. And I actually might get the opportunity to meet them next week because they're in town. And
oh, wow.
I'm going to be really stuck because that was the very, very first kind of, whole album I ever got. The first single I ever got was my dad bought me. I asked him for it. This is pretty embarrassing. Do you remember Yaz, The Only Way Is Up?
I do, actually, yes.
The Only Way Is Up.
Oh, that's actually quite a catchy song, isn't it? I have to be honest there.
Yeah, I asked him for that. So he went out like every weekend and bought me and my sister like one. He think we could have like one single each, and that was my choice.
See, now, people, it's just iTunes, isn't it? Now you just download something when you want it, and you can get it on the go, can't you? It's not the same.
I miss physical copies. I mean, I love how easy it is to share music and how, you know how it's moving on. I love it. But at the same time, I just miss CDs and reading the sleeves, even of singles and stuff. It feels weird to have a single out and not actually have a physical copy of it.
Do you think it's better nowadays, obviously, just sort of downloading it on iTunes, promoting and stuff, rather than going out, because obviously HMV's now gone, unfortunately. I mean, obviously going in there and sort of buying the single and...
I don't know if it is better. I mean, there's pros and cons to everything, and, you know, things are going to move forward and nothing's going to stay the same forever, but I really miss going to HMV. I really miss, like, I remember there used to be, like, listening posts in HMV, and you could, like, kind of load up the album that you wanted to check out and kind of try before you buy. And I used to be obsessed with, you know, who wrote the songs and who produced them, and you could get all that information on the sleeve. And I miss it, actually, so I don't think it is better now. I think it's inevitable, but I do miss it.
So I used to like, obviously, having something in your hand, you know what I mean? It's a bit more exciting having to actually go out and buy the song, where now you can just be anywhere and just press download and it's with you 30 seconds
later,
isn't it?
Yeah, I think it makes it less special. I do think it makes it less special. Like, it used to be an event, like you said. Like, I would look for, when I was at school, I would look forward to getting this album. I'd save my money and then I'd go and buy it, and you're right, it would be exciting to come home and be like, let's get into this record. And I think now it's maybe a little bit less like that.
Singing something like you've always wanted to do, or did you have other ambitions as a child?
I don't really remember thinking about anything else. I mean, I was when I just left high school, that was when I got signed into this publishing deal, and I started writing but behind the scenes. So I never really went through that period of like, oh, what am I gonna do? It just kind of quite organically when I came out of school, so I never really had to think about anything else, and nothing else ever kind of grabbed me really.
You were quite lucky then, weren't you?
Yeah, I basically performed at this talent show for a radio station in South London, and somebody in the audience that night worked for the publishing company that ended up signing me, so they kind of approached me after the show to ask who'd written my songs and to ask to hear more and stuff. And it kind of went from there, so it was a really right place, right time.
Well, that's it. And where do you see yourself in maybe a year's time, maybe 2 years' time?
In a year's time, hopefully we're just still promoting the record. I've got the album coming out in around August time. So hopefully I'm touring. Hopefully touring and working on the second record. That's the plan.
Are you looking at doing maybe a solo headline tour at all?
Yeah, I would love to. I've talked about it recently, actually, because I just got confirmed as the support on the Chris Davis tour.
Yeah, I read about that on your website.
Yeah, the UK dates, which is amazing. I'm such a huge Craig Davis fan, so to be like invited by him to go on tour was like a real moment. So after that, I think, there are going to be some solo Charlie Brown dates, so watch this space.
Track, now, if you could collaborate with anyone dead or alive, who do you think it would be?
Collaborate with anyone dead or alive. I'll do one of each. Marvin Gaye, I would like to do anything to be able to just collaborate and do something there. And alive, I think Sia. I think Sia is one of the most amazing songwriters and artists we've got at the moment. And yeah, she's just a big inspiration, especially songwriting wise. So I'd love to work with her.
That'd be really good. I remember once I sort of say dead or alive, I said it close together, and someone actually said dead or alive, and I was thinking, no.
the actual
group, dead or alive, you just wouldn't. You wouldn't go there, would you?
Yeah, I didn't go there.
No, so the album's out in August. On My Way Out's on the 24th, next Sunday.
Yeah, single out, 24th. Available to pre-order now, so if you check it out on YouTube and love it, or hear it on radio and love it, you can definitely be ahead of the game and pre-order.
Just a random question here. I don't know where it came from, but if I was to give you an elephant, where would you hide it?
I'm looking at an elephant ornament at my mate's house right now. That's really weird. I just had it in my hand before you said that. That's crazy. Where would I hide an elephant?
Yeah.
There's only a garage? A parking garage? Is that the only place it would fit? An elephant? Yeah, I'd have to say a garage, if I even had a garage. Do you mean like a real elephant?
Yeah, a massive real elephant. If I gave you an elephant, where would you hide it?
I'd find a garage. I'd have to figure that out and find a garage to hide it in.
Yeah, I don't know where that question came from. I have a friend that's obsessed with elephants, so I just thought...
It's definitely one of the most random ones I've been asked, but that's good.
And lastly, what is one random fact that no one would ever guess about you?
Oh, wow. Random fact that no one would ever guess. A random fact, this is a good one, actually. A few years ago, when I was kind of getting material together and trying to sort of get a record deal, a demo fell into the hands of an A&R guy that I had actually recorded for another group. I'd written a song for this, you know, as a rapper in the group, and I'd done what's called a guide vocal on that track. So I'd kind of sung in all their parts so that they could hear what it should sound like. And because there was a rapper in the group, I rapped the bridge of the song. And it fell into the hands of an A&R, and he thought I was a rapper, and he actually offered me a record deal to do a rap album in 2006, which I didn't do, I'm glad to say, because otherwise that would be floating around online somewhere. But yeah, that's a pretty random fact. I was once nearly going to do a rap album.
That would have been quite interesting, don't you think? That would have been, that'd be quite good.
He just like got really into it, and he was like, this is you rapping though, yeah? And I was like, yeah, but I did that just to, as a guide, like as a ghost verse for someone else to do later. But yeah, we didn't go through with that in the end.
Oh, that's a shame. You could be doing a bit, it could be online now, and we could be sort of searching for it.
Yeah, literally, that's why I'm glad it doesn't exist. It could be haunting me.
Ah, well, right, now, Charlie, thank you very much for agreeing to join us this afternoon. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
No worries. And we'll obviously keep playing On My Way, so all the best with that as well. And enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks for supporting the song, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.